Okay. Is this a quiet enough place for us to talk? Okay, great. Have a seat. You have a seat too, sweetheart. So, why don't you cool your jets for a second there, buddy? And you're a nice looking guy and everything, but let me tell you why you just found me and your girlfriend in that little broom closet over there. I mean, with as nice as her cunt is, I should have given her a better place to get off, but, you know, circumstances at New Year's Eve parties and such, gets a little difficult. So, I'm in the bathroom minding my own business. After a couple of glasses of champagne, reapplying my lipstick, and in comes your girlfriend, crying, babbling, just having a really bad time, you know? And she keeps going on and on about how her boyfriend is being such an asshole. So I do the natural thing. I lend her my ear. But you know, or maybe you don't know actually, but girls' bathrooms can be a huge place for everybody to congregate, and everybody's cackling, and I can barely hear the poor thing. So I suggest we go out, and there's this little closet. We can at least just go in there, get away from the music and the cackling, and give her a chance to just get it off her chest so she can mosey back over to you, and you guys can kiss and make up at midnight, right? Well, we're in the closet, and I give her my shoulder to cry on, naturally. And, oh, I'm a slut. Really? Well, it was your girlfriend who started kissing on my neck. And I'm never one to turn down opportunity, you know. So, yeah, I kissed her back. And then, wandering hands and all, my hand went up that pretty little dress that I'm sure you helped her pick out. Of course you did. You're such a nice boyfriend. That little dress went up, and she's not wearing any panties. Tisk tisk. And my hand slipped in between her legs, and I let my fingers wander inside her tight little cunt. And, yeah, the best thing to do for when a girl's crying is clearly to get off. So really, you should be thanking me. Thanking me for getting your girlfriend off better than you probably do. What's that? Oh, I'm a cum slut, huh? Well, I beg to differ. Maybe you're just mad that you didn't walk in at the right time. Come on. You're telling me that you wouldn't want to see another hot girl finger-fucking your hot little girlfriend? I mean, she's upset and crying now and everything, but she was pretty into it. Yeah. Oh, don't do that. You're at a party. There's no need to fight now. I'm sure we can all figure this out if we, put our heads together. So what the problem really is that I think that I'm deducing that you're just upset that I got your girlfriend off better than you do. Is that right? You're upset that you aren't skilled enough to make her come as quick as I did. Is that right? No? Oh, what is it then? Tell me, I wait with rapt attention. Uh-huh. Is that right? You think you can do a better job? Really? Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. Well, I would tell you to prove it to me because I've had a couple of drinks and it's just kind of one of those nights, right? But your girlfriend seems a little upset at the moment and it looks like she's passing out against the wall. So, what do you suggest we do? On me. You want to try and get me off. Is that right? Oh, honey. You could try all night, and I doubt you would. Better men than you have tried and failed. Let's just put it that way. I see. You're very confident. Although confidence sometimes is a nice little cover for people who are wildly, wildly insecure. Okay. I'll make you a deal. If you can get me off better than I got your little girlfriend off, and I'll be the judge of that there, buddy, then we'll just call this even. You can go on knowing that you definitely get your girlfriend off better than I did, and I'll go on my merry way, because if you get me off, then I've gotten off, and I've finger-fucked a pretty little thing in a coat closet. What do you say? Sounds good. So. Me. Blow you. No. See, I'm not like the rest of these girls. I don't really get off on giving blowjobs. I mean, if you impress me, maybe. But you've got to work a little bit harder than that. So why don't you stop being a little fucking worm and get on your knees, lift up my dress, and lick my fucking cunt like you know you should. That's right. Down on your knees. Be a good boy. Isn't that lovely? Unfortunately, your girlfriend didn't get to sample my perfect, pretty pink pussy, but lucky, lucky you, you get to. So, go ahead. It's not going to eat itself, is it? Come on now. Don't be a little bitch. Get in there and make me come. There's a lot riding on this, you know. I made your girlfriend come so fucking hard. And if you make me come, then you can throw it in her face that, now you're even. You've cheated on her, she's cheated on you, and with the same person. Keeping it really in the circle, aren't we? That's right. Use your tongue, be really nice and gentle. That's right. Lick up the middle. You're going to have to work harder than that. I'm sure she gets off really simple for you, but I'm not that easy. Go ahead and put some effort into it. Use your tongue. That's right. Lick my clit just like that. That's a good boy. Imagine your girlfriend kissing you at midnight, and she can smell your face, and it smells just like my perfect wet cunt. Wouldn't that be a nice way to get back at her? Well, for that to happen, you're going to have to make me come, aren't you? Oh, that's right. Put a little effort into it, boy. Show me that that good-looking face matches your ability to be good in other departments. No, don't use your fingers. There's no cheating. You've got to make me come with your mouth. You were so good at talking earlier. Be good with your mouth again. That's better. That's right. Tongue fuck my wet little cunt. Try so hard to get me off. You better make me come so hard, 'cause your little girlfriend over there, the one that's passed out, she was wriggling and squirming around on my fingers like she hadn't been fucked in years. That's right. Put some effort into it. That's right. Yeah. Oh. Well, it looks like you're having some trouble, so I'll allow you to put two of your fingers inside my tight, wet little pussy. So go ahead, do it. Let's hope you know how to do that good as well. Well, at least better than this. Come on now, I don't have all night. I'd like to get off too. I have better things to be doing. If you're actually able to get me off, maybe I'll blow you. I can see that your cock is hard. So clearly you get off on this. Do you get off on being a cheater? Or was it the fact of catching your girlfriend cheating on you with a girl equally as hot as her? That's right. Finger fuck my little cunt. That's a good boy. Oh, you're getting close, but will you make it? Go ahead, do it. There's so much riding on this, and now I've thrown in another incentive. I'll suck your hard, desperate cock if you make me come. I'll even gag on it like a good little cock-sucking whore. So go on. Do it. Make me fucking come. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're so close. Come on, don't be a little bitch. Make me fucking come. Oh, yeah. That's right. Make me come hard like I made your girlfriend come. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Well, well, well. You're not all blow and no dough. Color me surprised. Well, I am a woman of my word after all. So go ahead. Let's see what's keeping your little girlfriend's attention. Pull your cock out for me. Not bad. Not bad at all. I think I told you that I would do this like a good cock-sucking little whore. And I keep every single one of my bets. So, this is good. I'll get to walk out of here with a mouthful of cum. You've one-upped your girlfriend, and I've gotten off. Everybody's a winner. But I don't have all night. So you better come quick. Or you won't come at all. What is it that you need, huh? Are you one of those men that needs a girl to gag on your cock for you to come? Is that what I need to do? Gag on your fucking cock? Oh, you're gonna come already, aren't you? Somebody's eager. Go ahead, you can come. Don't worry, I won't tell your girlfriend that I'm a better little cock-sucking slut than she is. See? I don't want to spill a drop, so I'll make sure I clean this all up. It has nothing to do with you, you understand. I just am what you might call a cum slut. Don't worry, you're not that special. Well, you should probably pick your girlfriend up and you guys go find a cozy corner to make out in. And I'll go enjoy ringing in my new year. Have a good night, baby.